Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Yud Gimel. Today we begin the second parak of Maseches Nida. Today's shir is sponsored by the Hirschberg family in honor of the yard site of Rav Meir Shapiro, which is today. The neshama of Rav Meir Shapiro should continue to have an aliyah after aliyah after aliyah with all the unbelievable learning that is done as a result of his efforts in promoting the Daf Yomi. Rav Meir Shapiro, I think, died at the age of 45. What he was able to accomplish in such a short lifetime is just unbelievable. The Daf is also sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we are going to begin the second parak of Maseches Nida, and the Mishnah is going to talk about, once we were talking about doing bedikos in the first parak, so we're going to talk about who we encourage bedikos for and who we don't. And the short answer is, we encourage it for women, we don't encourage it for men. And we're going to discuss the exception to that case when we might even encourage it for men, but that's going to lead us into the discussion of why it is that we don't encourage it for men, and it's because there's an isser of being oches ba'amaso, there's an isser of being motzi zera levatala, and we're going to discuss those isurim in detail. We're going to discuss the isser of being of causing kishui and hirhurim on oneself, and the Gemara is going to talk about how being ma'ake, how one could be ma'akev Mashiach by being mesachik betinokos. We can have a number of different interpretations till we arrive at a final answer of what mesachik betinokos means and why it is in fact true that that is ma'akev Mashiach. The Gemara is going to talk about what the Mishnah means when it says that a kol yada mar belivdok ba'anoshim's tikotzeitz, that when a man does bedikos, his hand should be tikotzeitz. What does that mean? Is that a halacha that we're supposed to, Beis Din is supposed to actually cut off his hand, or is that just like a curse that he deserves that his hand should be cut off? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis in the wide lines discusses how to be metaher a woman who has no das. She's unable to do bedikos on her own, so what do we do for her? And similarly, the Gemara talks about how a shota, a man who's a shota, can ever eat truma. How do you know that he's not tame? Is there a way to verify that he is that he's not tame? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses how tight one's clothing can be on the bottom half of their body because of these types of chashashos. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So as we said previously, we discussed how if a woman has a vesis kavua, that she has to do bedikos constantly, twice a day, and then again labayla, especially if she's a suka b'taharos. So our Mishnah is going to talk about a woman who's bodekas herself all the time, that is mishubachas, that is a really wonderful thing. We did point out, though, that even though it's a good idea for women to be bodkos twice a day and labayla, but if there's no chiyuv to do bedika and she chooses to do one before she's with her husband, that's a problem. We don't want that because libo nokfo porish, the husband is going to be porish from her because he's going to think to himself, why in the world is she doing a bedika? She must have had a hargasha, she must have had a sense that something was wrong, or an actual physical sensation that caused her to believe that something was wrong, and because of that he's going to be porish out of Yir Shemayim. He doesn't want to do the wrong thing. So that's why the Rush and the Ritva right over here, that our Mishnah must be talking about a woman who's asuka b'taros. But if she's not asuka b'taros, when our Mishnah is going to encourage more bedikos for women, that wouldn't make any sense if she's not asuka b'taros, because we have to worry about libo nokfo uporish. The Rush says, no, even if we're talking about, he says, maybe we should be machmel like Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, that even the Bizman Hazeh, women are supposed to be bodkos themselves for their for tashmish, and it's not only talking about an isha she'ein laveses, because it says nashim in the Mishnah, and it could just very well be that when we say kolamar belivdok is mishubachas, that it's talking about even an inasuka b'taros, and what about libo nokvo parish? So the Rashba explains that's only samuch latashmish, but if she does lots of bedikos when the husband's not around, then it's not going to be libo nokvo parish. It's only if it happens right before tashmish. Anyway, so says the Mishnah, kol yadamar belivdok banashim mishubachas. If women do a lot of bedikos, that's wonderful because they're going to avoid safek tumah. None of the things that they touch are going to be tameh because they're always going to know that they're tar, and their husbands are going to avoid a safek yisur of bi'ilas nida. Uba anashim tikatzeitz, but men who do lots of bedikos, their hands should be cut off because that's going to be causing a michshal in hotzah zera levatala. So it says, "Mar maishna nashim maishna an nashim. Why do we discriminate between men and women? So answer Gemara, nashim delav benos hargasha ninhu. Women who, by doing bedikos, it doesn't cause them to have any sense of hargasha, it doesn't cause them any sensation that would lead to hotza zer levatala, so meshubacha. So then it's wonderful because there's no downside of doing these bedikos, and the upside of being clear about taharos is worth it. But anashim tibnei hargasha ninhu tikatzeitz. But men who have a significant downside in doing too many bedikos, that, or doing any bedikos, because it's going to lead to a sensation and potential hotza zer levatala, so then tikatzeitz, then their hands should be cut off. From the simple lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like women also have an isra of hashchas hazara. It's just that the metzius is that when they do bedikos, it doesn't lead to hotza hazara, and that is in fact the shita of Rov Rishonim, that women have an isra of hashchas hazara as well. That's the shita of Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. However, Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar disagrees. He says that no, women are not bedin hargasha. There is no isra of hotza hazara for women. And what this may relate to is what the Isra of Hotza Zera is all about. Where does the Isra of Hotza Zera come from? There are four or five different shitos in Achronim and Rishonim what the Isra of Hotza Zera is about. Tosos Masech Sanhedrin writes that it's part of the mitzvah of Puruvu. So Hashchas Zera is an Isra of an active bittel of Puruvu. So if that's the case, women who are not mitzvah in Puruvu maybe have no Isra of Hashchas Zera. The Smak says that it's like losinaf, that it's a form of losinaf that would apply to women as well. Kiryas Sefer says that we learn from Erva Onan that they were killed because they were motzi zara levatala. So that was specifically by male role in being zarmi b'fim dashmi b'fim zarmi b'chutz of in the act of bia. So there are different shitos of or the Bach writes it's based on what the Gemara says v'nishmarta mikol davara. The Gemara Ksuba says that means that a person shouldn't have hirurim b'yom shlo yavi lidei tuma. So probably that's much greater concern for men than it is for women. But anyway, so it's a machlok rishonim whether women are even included in the yisra of hotza hazara levatala. So says ihachi my irya marbe kilo marbenami. Then why do we say that a man is only in trouble if he's marbe livdok? If it's in the chashash of hotza hazara levatala, even if he's not marbe livdok, just by doing it at all. So kiketani marbe an noshim. When we say marbe, that's going on women. That's not going on men. For men, even if it's not marbe, it's going to be a problem. So says Gemara Tana b'med var mamurim l'nishich v'zera. When do we say that the man's hand should be cut off for doing these bedikos? That's as far as shich v'zera. Avalin zov, but if he's choshish, that maybe there was ziva that came out of him, afhu meshubach kanoshim. Then he's meshubach like women as well. Ziva is fundamentally different than shich v'zera. We're going to learn about this at the end of the Masechta. Ziva comes out with aver mace. Shich v'zera comes out with Ever Chai. It also looks different. It's a disease. It's a different fluid that comes out of the person's body. So afilin shech vazera in baldivduk pitzror or b'cheres bodek. But even when it comes to shech vazera, if the person is bodek with a small rock or with a piece of cheres, that's perfectly fine because that's not going to be mechamim him. That's not going to arouse him in any way. Ubematlis lo, so says Gemara, do you mean to tell me that you can't use a rag, a cloth? Vatanya bodek atzmo b'matlis ubekal davar sharotza. But don't we have a brisa that tells us sure you can, that you're allowed to use a rag to be bodek yourself? So says Mark, Dam Rabbi b'matlis ava. Hachadam b'matlis ava. Just like Abai said in a different context, that you could use a matlis ava, a thick cloth that's not going to cause chimum. So that's what it must mean over here. That yes, the brisa says you could be bodek with a matlis, but only a matlis ava. So vehecha itmar d'Abaye. What was the original context of where Abaye says that you're allowed to be bodek with a matlis? So haditnan, it's going on the Mishnah that we're going to have later on in this Masechta. Haya ochel b'truma. If a person was in the middle of eating truma, v'hirgish in his dazu evarav, and then while he has the truma in his mouth, he feels that there's shichva zera that's about to come out of his body. So what does he do? If the shichva zera comes out, then he's going to become tame. It's going to be also for him to eat the truma, to swallow the truma. So what does he do? Oches ba'amaso. He should grab himself to prevent prevent the zera from coming out, ubolea es hatruma, and he should swallow the truma at that moment, because if the zera comes out before he's bolea the truma, the truma will become tame, and there's an issur d'oraisa mishmeres trumasi that you have to be shomer a truma, you have to be shomer truma from any tuma. So aside from the fact that he's going to be eating truma tamea, he's also going to be in violation of being metame the truma. So he has to be oches ba'maso in order to be bolea the truma. So oches va'tanya rablaz rama kol oches ba'maso mashtin kila mevi mabuli olam. What do you mean? How is he allowed to be oches? I thought if you were oches ba'maso mashtin, that if a person urinates while grabbing on ba'maso, that it says if he brought a mabul li olam. I don't know if that counts as daf yom coincidence. A few days removed from parshas Noach, we talk about the mabul. It's as if he brought the mabul to the world. Why is it as if he brought the mabul to the world? Because the pasuk says ki hishchis kol basar is darko ala aretz, and the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah berotchin kilkulu, which means shichva zera, because they violated shichva zera, because zera is roteach, right? So so that's why berotchin nidona, they were judged with boiling water. So Rabbi b'matlus avas. So that was the original context. Rabbi says he could be oches b'maso, but only with a matlus ava, so that it won't give him extra chimum. Rava Amar Rava says no. Over there you don't have anything to worry about. I feel them about this rack, keep it the akar. Akar, over there the whole case is the zera is already on its way out of his body. So the fact that he's going to that he's going to touch his body is not going to cause any more zera levatala. The zera is coming out anyway. So that's why it's not a problem in that case. Abaye says, by touching himself, more zera is going to come out. And Rav is not choshesh that's going to happen. Velo, why isn't Rav choshesh that's going to happen? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa halmaze dome that when it comes to touching one's aver and causing zera to come out, what's that like? Linosin etzba ba'ayin. The mashal is like putting a finger in one's eye. She calls man she etzba ba'ayin. It doesn't run out of tears. More tears keep coming out. So it shouldn't Rava be concerned that even if the zera is on its way out of his body, that by being oches ba'maso, he's going to cause more zera to come out, because it's just like putting a finger in the eye. Rava kol achmume v'hadr achmume b'shaitei lo shchiach. Rava would say, yeah, but it's not exactly like putting the finger in the eye. It does need some time to regenerate itself. And therefore, if the zera is coming out, it's unlikely that more zera is going to come out right now, as this zera is already on its way out. It's only when maybe just a portion of the zera has come out, then we're concerned of a more arousal. If there's more time in between, then we're concerned. But just right away, as he feels that a whole bunch of zera is coming out, the Rav is not concerned that more is going to come out as a result of him being oches ba'amaso. Gufa. So now the Gemara goes back to what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar, Amar kol oches ba'amu mashtin, ki lemevi mabul yolam. That anyone who's oches ba'amu and urinates, it's as if he's maybe mabul yolam. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'halo nitzotzos nitazin al raglav. But if a person is not oches ba'amaso when he urinates, so the urine is not going to go very far, and there are going to be drops that splatter on his feet. V'nira k'kroshavcha, and it's going to make it look like he's a kroshavcha. And if it looks like that, it's a kroshavcha is unable to have children. And then people are going to think, if they see him urinating, they're going to think he's a kroshavcha, and they're going to say that his children must be mamzerim, because there's no way he would have impregnated his wife. If people want to say that about his kids, let them talk, but he can't be a Rosh Hashanah Achas Lefnei HaMakom. He's not allowed to be Ochiz Bamaso. Tiny Yidach, Amalan Rabbi Elazar Lechamim, Efshar Yamur Adam B'makom Gavoa V'yashin. That Rabbi Elazar says, no, I have an Eitzah. You're not going to look like Kroshavcha, because nothing's going to splatter anywhere. Just stand in a very high place and urinate down into a much lower place. And then the Nitzotzos aren't going to be Nitas Al Raglav. Meaning the point is, people aren't going to watch him while he's urinating. They're just going to see Nitzotzos of Meraglayim on him when he's walking around. So if he messed himself up with all these nitzotzos and meraglayim, everyone's going to think he's a kroshavcha, that the things just spill out of him and that he's not able to urinate properly. So they're going to assume that he's not able to have children. But if he just makes sure to keep himself clean, how does he make sure to keep himself clean? So one way is to be oches ba'maso so that he can urinate at a distance. The other way is to stand b'makom gavoa so it's not going to splatter right next to his feet. Oh, yashin bafarti chalach. Or he should make sure that he urinates into soft dirt where it's not going to splatter. Val yasa atzma rasha shachas v'nei ha-makom. So better to do that, better to urinate in a way where it's not going to splatter, than make yourself a rasha shachas v'nei ha-makom by being ochez ba'maso. So it says, hey, amr lehu b'resha, which of these conversations took place first? Meaning, Reb Lezer had two responses to the question of, but people are going to say bad things about his kids. So one response was, I don't care, it doesn't matter, you're not allowed to be a rasha. The other response was, oh, there's an eitzah, there's a way out of it. You could make sure that you're mashin b'makom gavoa or an afar tichoch. So which conversation happened first? Ilei mekam maisa amalu b'resha. If the first conversation happened first, where he said, I don't care, it's aser anyway. So basu damalu isura, after he already told them that it's aser, b'shum ofen, that you're absolutely not allowed to be ochez ba'amaso, even if it's going to cause laws about his children, hadar amalu tekanta, he's then going to tell them a takana that don't worry, there's a way to do it, that it's not going to be motilas, which makes it sound like had it not been for the takana, it would be mutter to be ochez ba'amaso. Then it would be a stira, then it would be going against what he said to them at first, because don't tell them a takana sounds like, because without that takana, it would taka be a good kasha, it would taka be mutter, because you don't want to be motilas on the kids. Ella ha'amalu b'resha. It must be that conversation two actually happened first chronologically. And then their follow-up question was, okay, what if you don't have a makom kavoa? What if you don't have afar tichoch? How then are you going to avoid them being motzi laz on your kids? Samalahen, and that's when he said, you can't. Mutav shiotzi laz al banav al yas atzmo rasha sha'achas v'nei ha-makom. Better to be motzi laz on your children than to be a rasha sha'achas v'nei ha-makom. V'kol kach lama, why was he so machmir not to be ochiz ba'amaso, even though it's going to lead to such a terrible laz on his kids? Mipnei shemotzi shechazer levatala, because by being ochiz ba'amaso, it's going to cause a tzar sa'al levatala. Dam Rabbi Yochanan kol motzi shechazer levatala, chayv misa. Shenemar, the pasuk says, by Onan, by Erva Onan, when they were mashkes zaro, it says, v'yei rabbeinei Hashem asharasa v'yomas gamoso. So you see that you're chayv misa for being motzi zera levatala. The Gemara in Yevamos says that he was dash mi bifnim, v'zara mi bachutz. That's what it means, that he was shiches artsa, that he was dash mi bifnim, v'zara mi bachutz. The Rambam leaves out this line of Rabbi Yochanan chayv misa. The Rambam Yisur Ibiya, perech hafalef, halacha yuches, quotes the halacha, they're not allowed to be motzi zera levatala, but chayv misa, he stops short of saying chayv misa. Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Ami, amri ki ilu shofich damim, that it's as if he committed murder. Shenem don't say shochte hayeladim, but say sochte hayeladim. Meaning, it's talking about rishayim. The navi is talking about the nevuah about rishayim, and it says that those who are sochet megufam, those who squeeze out of their body zera, which could have created a vlad, and instead it's going levatala. So that's ki'ilu they are shochte yeladim. So that's why it's ki'ilu they are shochet. We always have to be mindful of the fact that when the Gemara says ki'ilu, it doesn't mean that it's an exact halachic equivalent. That the Gemara says kolam is ga'es ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. Anyone who has an ounce of gaiva, it's as if he's being, well, more than an ounce, but anyone who has an improper sense of gaiva is ki'ilu that he's ovid avodah zarah. It doesn't mean that it's yarek al yavar and that all the halachos of avodah zarah are going to apply to it. And the same is true when it comes to ashkas zarah. Many emotional problems have been caused in children by really brilliant rebbeim learning through this sugya with young kids and telling them how terrible this isser is and how there's no hope for them and they can never do tshuva, and reading them passages in Zohar and things like that are so super healthy for their emotional development. Not a great idea. A person has to understand how to take these things in context. Ravasi Amar ki lo ovid avodas chavim, that it's as if he has been ovid avodas zar. Ksifacha tachas kol etzranan uksifasam ala harim haramim sachas kol etzranan. It's as if he's ovid avodas zar because we use similar lashon of kol etzranan by sochta yeladim that we do by actual avodas zara. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Now Rav Yehuda Shmuel have a kaimi igra de beknishta to shafi yasav ben arda. Rav Yehuda and Shmuel were standing on top of the Beis HaKnesset in a place called Shafi Yosef in Naharda. That's how Rashi understands that in the name of Moro Hazaken, that was the name of the place. However, in other places, Rashi quotes that in the Golas Yechanya, the Golem took from the Avni Yerushalayim and from the dirt of Yerushalayim, and they built this Beis HaKnesses out of the stones of Yerushalayim. And that's Beit Knishta de Shaf v'Yosef bin Arda. It was the Beis HaKnesses that was Shaf, that they uprooted from Eretz Yisrael, the dirt and the stones, and it was Yosef bin Arda. And then they established it in the Harda, that there was such an Indian that they took the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaKnesses. Sometimes you have fancy shuls that are built, they import Jerusalem stone from Israel. So here's a makor for that, that they dafka take the stones of Eretz Yisrael to build a Beis HaKnesses. So they were standing in that on the rooftop of that Beis HaKnesses. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Shmuel Tzarech Ani LaHashin. Rav Yehuda said, Shmuel, I have to go to the bathroom. Amalei Shinna Achoz BaMaskav VaHashin LeChutz. Make sure that you don't do something improper. You're on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses. You don't want Meiroglaim to be dripping down the walls of a Beis HaKnesses. So you have to be Ochiz BaMaskav so that you can urinate at some distance, and therefore won't affect the Beis HaKnesses. There is a discussion in Rishonim whether a gag of a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha or not. Do you assume that rooftops of Beis HaKnesses, is it like the gagos of the Alios of the Azara, that Lo Niskadshu, the Alios of Lo Niskadshu, or do we assume that the Kedusha goes straight up? So that's an interesting discussion on Lach. It's Nogei Lamais. A lot of times a shul will build a shul and they'll sell air rights for either building on top of it or for cell towers and the like. So it's Nogei Lamais in terms of whether Gagin have Kedusha or not. So anyway, so he was on the rooftop, so he told him, you should be Echoz Ba'amascha. Say, how could he do that? How could he tell him to bring a Mabali Olam? So Rabbi Aso Kibolashas, he treated this like the case of soldiers. What do you mean, like the case of soldiers? Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Bolesha Shenichnas Le'ir, if you have soldiers that come into a city, Bishas Shalom, if they're coming during times of peace, meaning it's not enemy soldiers, it's your local law enforcement or whatever, and so there's no pachad of milchama or anything like that. So then Chavios Pesuchos Hasuros, whatever barrels of wine you had open are going to be Asur Ba'anah, because we have to be Choshesh that these soldiers were Menasech. But stumos, those barrels of wine that were sealed shut, mutaros. Those are mutar. Bishas mukhama, but if it was a time of war, elu ve'elu mutaros. Even the open barrels on mutaros, lufishelem p'nai l'nasech. They're too busy with war. They're too terrified to be busy with being menasech yain. Sa alma dekivin tebiisi lo asilu nesuchei hachanami kivin tebiisi lo asilir hurei. That just like when people are afraid, they're not going to take the time to be menasech yain. So too, when people are afraid, they're not going to come to have Hirhurim. So that's why I told them, because you're going to be afraid, I'm not worried that you're being Ochiz Ba'amascha. So Vahach maybe a Susi Ika says, but what was he afraid of? Where was the fear over here? So Ibai Seema, one possibility is the Asusa Delele, the fear of night itself, Udi Igra, or the fear of falling off of the roof. He was with his Rebbe, so he had a certain pachad when he was with his Rebbe. No, it was the fear of being in the Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses. Again, rooftops, that indicates that the rooftop Luchara would have Kedusha, because he wasn't in the Beis HaKnesses, he was on the Beis HaKnesses. Or some say that, no, he always lived his life in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and he always had such Yirah Shemayim that he felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there. Shmuel, you say about Rav Yehuda, it's like he's a superhuman. His Yirah Shemayim is beyond anything that we can comprehend. This idea, though, that Biasusa, that fear, can mitigate any concerns of Hirhur, is brought up by Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Tshuvas in Chelek Yud Gimel, Simon and Tess of the Oz Nidbru. There was a guy that was coming collecting money on Sunday morning in Shul, who showed me the Hebrew biography of Rabbi Yamin Zilber. He showed me there was a whole chapter about him. This fellow had a sheikhus, had a relationship with Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Rabbi Yamin Zilber was the title of the biography is Binyamin Atzadik. He was a Talmud Chaznish. They said the Chaznish used to call him Binyamin Atzadik. He was a very special Jew. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his Tshuvas, someone asked him that there is a passage in Ruach Chaim, not Ruach Chaim Vlash, Ruach Chaim Palaji's Ruach Chaim, that says that a person is not shouldn't go on someone else's shoulders. Some chastora, whatever, one man shouldn't go on another person's shoulders because of chashash chimum or something like that. So they asked Rav Binyamin Zilber that they see that this happens all the time at chasanas and at celebrations. Is this something that we should be concerned about? So he said, it's not something we should be concerned about. He said, first of all, that happened happened b'fnei gedolim v'tovim, and they never made a macha'a, they never said anything about it, so therefore it's not, so you see that's ki'ilu that they were maskim. Maybe they thought it wasn't worth making a macha, or maybe they thought some of these things, it's better not to talk about these things, because when you talk about them, it brings about the hirhurim and things of that nature. I remember at my chasana, right after the badekin, one of my friends, a tall friend of mine, picked me up on his shoulders, and Rabbi Tendler ran over. At that time, Rabbi Tendler was still running. Kind of hard, he's still well, but he's not running anymore. Rabbi Tendler ran over, grabbed my hand, and he said to me, "Put him down." And he made my friend put me down. But I think he thought that I think that was more a Derech Eretz thing. He thought it was proper Derech Eretz that my father walked me to the Badekin. My father-in-law should be able to walk me from the Badekin, and that they shouldn't be like stuck in the back of a crowd watching me being taken away, that they should be like more at the center of things. I think that was his kavana, but I never asked him. I don't know, maybe I'll ask him in yeshiva today. But Rabbi Yamin Zilber, a little funny to ask, I guess, but Rabbi Yamin Zilber discusses this issue, and he says, no concern of chimum, because it's terrifying to be brought up, to be picked up on someone's shoulders. And the Gemara says, biasusa, when you're scared, so it's not going to be, right? We know it's terrifying when you pick up your child on your shoulders. They gouge your eyes out, they hold on with all the, so they're terrified. That's why they're holding on so tight. So but he says, the Beis Yosef raises the question that even though the Gemara says it, the Rishonim don't quote this. They don't quote this heter of pachad, and the Beis Yosef says, because we don't know how to measure pachad. Like, what's enough pachad to take away hirhurim? And Beis Yosef says, and also the Gemara has other answers over here. So maybe we don't paskin like this answer. But Yamin Zilber thinks that it's enough. Within there are enough snifim lahakel over here that we don't have to be machmir on such a shaila. Okay, v'ibayseima, another possibility of why Rabbi Yehuda was allowed to be Ochiz Ba'masl, to be mashed on the rooftop of the Beis HaKnesses, Nasui Hava, he was married. Tamar of Nachmanim, Hayu Nasui Mutter, that if a person is married, then it's Mutter, because it's not going to be maybe Lidei Hirhur. There is a Machlokas HaPoskim, whether that heter is only when Ishto Imo and she's Tahora, or what if his wife is Anida? What if his wife is nowhere near him? Do you still say that it's Mutter? I was flipping through the tshuvas of Rav David Weiss, the Satmar Dayan in Antwerp has a beautiful tshuvas called Vayan David, and he has a tshuva about whether it's Mutter to have Hirhurim when about your own wife, right? It's Mutter to have Hirhurim when you're not with your wife, about your wife. So a similar discussion is the chashash of Hirhurim in that they're essentially just not a healthy way to occupy one's mind, or is it only chashash of zera levatalim when there's no other outlet? But if there's a healthy outlet for the zera, then maybe it wouldn't be a problem. V'iba yisema ki ha'orile, and some say that he taught him the following hora: d'tani abba berei d'rabbi binyamin batia aval misayeh bebeitzim milamata, meaning he told them how to be ochez by being misayeh bebeitzim, and that won't be a problem. So v'iba yisema ki ha'orile d'am rabbi avohu am rabbi yochanan gvul yeshlo, he told them how to be ochez by holding the right part of the eiver, me'ataru lamata mutter, that holding from the atara and lower down is mutter, it's only me'ataru lamayla asr, it's only above the atara that's going to be a problem, that's going to be asr. So maybe that's what he paskined for him. Amar Rav, makasha atzmo l'das, if someone causes himself kishui purposely, so the halacha is yehi b'nidui. He should be. We have to put him in a nidui because he's going to lead to. It's going to lead to hotza zera levatala. The Rambam shita, the way it's understood by the Divrei Chamudos on the Rush, is that yeah, it's also to be makasha atzmo l'das because of chashash zera levatala, but he's not chayiv nidui unless it actually led to hotza zera levatala. Meaning, if it only led to kishur but not hotza zera, then the Rambam shita would be that there's no chayiv nidui. V'lema asr, why don't you just say it's asr? Why do you have to say that yehi b'nidui? And the way some of the Rishonim understand is if a person does any isr on purpose, he should be b'nidui. So why do you have to say a specific thing over here about this particular isr? So the kamagari yetzar hara nafshei, that we want to make an extra point about it because he's dafka bringing about the yetzar hara. Rabbi Ami Amar nikra meshuma, that he's referred to as a meshumad or an avarian, different girsaos, because he's bringing about the yetzar hara that's going to ultimately lead to avodah zara. Shekachum nas. This is the way the Yetzer Hara works. Hayom Amar Lo Aseh Kach, Ulamachar Amar Lo Aseh Kach. That today the Yetzirah says, go look for this taiva, and then that taiva, then that, and it will build up till the point where a person gets to avodah zarah. But the point over here is, I mean, of course people have taivas, and people, but over here is mekasha atzma, meaning he didn't inherently have a taiva, he decided to occupy his time by bringing about a greater sense of taiva. So that's what's deserving of nidui and what's going to lead to avodah zarah. Maybe ultimately they hear, or someone who's maybe himself they hear her. It doesn't mean that a hearer enters his mind. He's maybe himself they hear her. They can't be machnis into the mechitzah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv hacha vayera beinei Hashem uksiv hasam kilo kel chafetz rasha ata lo yigurcha ra. So you see that ra. Someone who is ra is not in the mechitza of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Blazer, my dechziv yidechem damim maleu elu hamenafim biyad. So what does the yidechem damim maleu mean? It means those who are menayif biyad, those who cause zara levatala on themselves. Tan de Rabbi Shmuel lo tinaf lo tei b'cho niyuf bein biyad bein beregel. That lo tinaf means that even if it's not with another human being, that a person does niyuf ba'atzmo with himself by himself. So that also is a violation of Lotinov on some level. Tan Rabbanan, Hagerim v'Mesachim b'Tinokos ma'akvenas Mashiach. Gerim and those who are Mesachik with Tinokos prevent Mashiach from coming or delay Mashiach's arrival. So Bishlam Gerim, I understand why Gerim delay Mashiach's arrival, says the Gemara. Kedrabi Chelbo, Dam Rabbi Chelbo, Kashim Gerim liYisrael kesapachas. That Gerim are Kashim liYisrael kesapachas. Rashi explains in the name of Moro Hazaked that why are Gerim so bad? Because for the Jewish people, because they're not such Bekiim in the Nahalachos of the mitzvos, so they're not going to be so careful about being mekayim in the mitzvos, and through that it's going to bring about peranos to Klal Yisrael, and the Jewish people are going to learn from the Gerim. And then Rashi says that some say that Yisrael are punished for the averus of the Gerim, because Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, so we get punished for the averus of other people. So if Gerim are doing more averus because they're not as familiar with the halachos, it wasn't something they were raised with, so we're going to be punished for that. However, Rashi says that can't be, because Gerim are not included b'chal arvus. Because the Gemara says in Maseches Sota that Kol Echad Yisrael is arevim, but only the exact number of the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai, not the Gerim that were included. Meaning, and there were lots of Gerim, Tos points out, in the Erev Rav. There could have been Kiflayim Kiyotzei Mitzrayim, that there were more Gerim than native Jews, and yet the Din of Arvus was only amongst native Jews. Wow, so that's quite a statement, La Halacha. It sounds like Rashi and Tosfos are both saying, La Halacha, that there's no Arvus for Gerim. That would have huge ramifications, La Halacha. That would mean you can't have a Ger be a Shaliach Tzibur. That would mean that if you said Kiddush already, that you can't be Motzi a Ger in Kiddush. So what does that mean? Do we have such a Halacha? Are we makbid about this? So the Halacha is pretty clear in Shulchan Aruch that a Ger is allowed to be a Shaliach Tzibur. There is a passage in the Mordechai where he says that there was a particular community that they prevented a Ger from being a Shliach Tzibur for a different reason, because they thought he couldn't say Elokei Avos Seinu, and he was going to have to change the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei to say Elokei Avos Yisrael or Elokei Avos Seichem, and they wanted him to daven the regular Nusach. But the Prima Gadim says that when we say Kol Mitzvos Kulam, even if you Yatza Motzi, that's Midin Arvus. If a Ger is not included in Arvus, Prima Gadim points out, we have a problem over here. Why is it that Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Nun Gimel, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoel, that a Ger is allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur? So in the Ha'aros on the Sechs Kiddushin, Rav Yashiv says that there's two Dinim of Arvus, and the two are not necessarily linked to each other. There's Arvus of being responsible for the Averos of other people, and then there's Arvus of being enabling others to be Mekayim Mitzvos Yatzamotzi, even though you've already been Mekayim Mitzvah. It could be that on the Yatzamotzi element, the Ger is included. It could be that it's only on being responsible for them and for Averus that they do, that on that level that there's no sense of Arvus. So anyway, so that's why Gerim are being Ma'akev Mashiach, because their failure in Kiyumei Mitzvos is going to cause us to to have similar failings. So there are many other explanations of why it is that they're kashim kisapachas. There's a famous passage from, what was it, Rabbi Chaim Hager, I think it was, that the Bala Tosfos, who says that it's because they do mitzvah so much better than us, and it's going to look bad for us, because they take things so much more seriously. And other interpretations as well, maybe because there's so many mitzvahs about how to treat a ger, and there's so many times in the Torah where the Torah says how nice you have to be to a ger, and how kind you have to be to a ger, and typically that's Jews aren't so kind to gerim. When we do gerus, very often we recommend that they move to a smaller Jewish community, because very often, sadly, in the larger Jewish communities, no one's going to give them the time of day, and people will question their gerus, and they'll question their everything, and they'll speak Lashon Hara about them, and then they're not going to be so welcoming to them all the time. That's unfortunately the experience. El Mesachim B'Tinokas, so that's Kashum Kesapachs, because that's against so many dinim in the Torah. El Mesachim B'Tinokas Mahi, but what's Mesachim B'Tinokas? So Ilem a Mishkav Zachar, if it means that a person commits Mishkav Zachar, but a skila ninu, forget Rabbi Maakev Mashiach, you chayv skila. El Derech Evarim. No, it means that he doesn't actually commit Mishkav Zachar, but he assaults children. So B'nei Mabul ninu, but then he's being Motzi Zara Levatala, so he's being maybe Mabul, so it's even worse than being Maakev Mashiach, which is amazing. Meaning the Gemara is saying that doing an Avera, the chayv skila, is worse than being Maakev Mashiach. Meaning Averos are worse than being Maakev Mashiach. El Dinesivi Ketanos. No, the problem is that they're marrying young women, and these girls are so young they're not yet able to have children. Mashiach only comes when all of the neshamos are emptied out of the guf, which is some canister in Shemayim where all the neshamos are kept, or some place in Shemayim where all the neshamos are kept. So the more neshamos you bring into this world, the quicker Mashiach is going to come. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Kiruach milfana yatov neshamos ani asisi. So the pasuk means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not going to keep the geula forever from happening. It's not going to. But the reason the geula is taking so long is kiruach milfanai, the ruchos that are in front of me that have to be born into the world. Yatov, they're ma'akiv the geula, because I have to let the neshamos ani asisi. Since the neshamos that I made are not yet done, that's what's delaying the geula. That's what the Gemara Maseches Yevamah says, that even if a person was technically already mekayim the mitzvah of puravu, they already have one son, one daughter, that there are a couple of reasons to continue having more children. Because you don't know which one is going to bring you the most nachas, which one is going to, maybe the bnei zakunim are going to be the ones that are going to be the most outstanding children. And also beyond that, it's been kariv mashiach, every time another Jewish neshama is brought into the world. This idea that we cut off the hand of the guy who does bedikos, is that a din that the Beis Din is supposed to do that, or is that a curse that it should happen? Is it a din like Rav Huna in Masech Sanhedrin, that a guy lifted up his hand to hit somebody else, and Rav Huna as a penalty cut off his hand? So, or is it Latusa Tanan, that we're cursing him, that's what should happen to him? So Tashema, Titania, Rabbi Tavron Omer, Yada Amati Katzitz, Yado Al Tiburo, that Yada Amati Katzitz with his hand on his midsection. So Amru Lo, Valo Kreso Nivkaas, so as he's going to die, Samalan Mutav Tibaka Kreso Val Yeri Leber Shachas. Better that he should die, that he should suffer from his stomach imploding, than go to Gehenna. So if we're saying that this is a din, so Rabbi Tarfon meant that you have to cut off the guy's hand. So when he says al tiburo, it means that you have to cut off his hand while it's still al tiburo, meaning right away. So hainu da'amri v'alo kreson of kas. That's why we say that it's gonna that it's gonna cause his stomach to have major problems, and he could die from that if you're going to cut his hand off while it's still directly over that area. But if it's just a curse of something that should happen in the future, so my creation of gas, why is this a dangerous surgery? There's no surgery, there's no danger. So what do you want to say? That it must be a din. So lo sagi de lav al tiburo, we have to do it dafka when it's al tiburo. Ella, no, what you have to say is Hachikamar, Rabbi Tarfon. Kalamachnas yado limata me tiburo, someone who brings his hand to that part of his body, tikatets, his hand should be cut off. Amr lal Rabbi Tarfon. So the Chum said to Rabbi Tarfon, you're so machmir in this sister, Yashav lo kotz bekreso, lo yitlenu. What if a person has a thorn on that part of his body? Should he not remove it? Amr lal, no. He said, no, you should not remove it. Valo kreso nevgas. But the thorn is going to cause him all sorts of health problems. So Amr lal, mutaf tibaka kreso val yeri lever shachas. If that's what happens, that's what happens. Better that than hotza zera levatala. So the Rishonim already point out that this is a guzma, meaning this is not yaharig val yavar. So therefore, one would not have to actually have kreso nefkas in order to avoid being machnes yado lamata metiburo. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we fell a little bit behind, but we'll pick up at the Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.